Greetings, dear little ones. It's time for a special bedtime story tonight. Get snug and comfortable in your cozy blankets as we set out on a magical journey to the land of dreams. And for those of you who adore our sleep stories, remember to find solace in our Hush Baby Sleep app, available on the Apple App Store. There, you can immerse yourself in our sleep sounds, free from interruptions, and allow them to cradle you throughout the night. Now let's embark on this enchanting journey together. Close your eyes, dear ones, and let the magic of storytelling carry you into the world of dreams. Little Owlie's Bedtime Story, a bedtime story for little people. Once upon a starry night, in the heart of a magical forest, there lived a curious and wide-eyed little owl. Little Owl was known throughout the forest for its love of stories. Every evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, Little Owl would perch on a branch, eagerly awaiting the night's tales. This particular night was unlike any other, for a gentle breeze carried whispers of excitement from all corners of the forest. Little Owl blinked its big, round eyes in curiosity, sensing that something special was about to happen. As the moon began to rise, its silver light bathed the forest in a soft, enchanting glow. From the nearby trees, Little Owl heard the sweet melodies of the night, sung by the forest's gentle creatures. It knew that the time had come for the bedtime stories to begin. Little Owl fluttered its wings in anticipation and took flight, gliding through the forest with graceful ease. She described how, in a distant corner of the cosmos, the stars themselves would gather to sing a lullaby each night. Their celestial voices would travel through the vastness of space, carrying their soothing melody to all corners of the universe. As the tale unfolded, Little Owl felt as though it was drifting among the stars, listening to their celestial chorus. The lullaby was a song of comfort, a melody that cradled the entire universe in its embrace, bringing peace to worlds far and near. When Luna finished her story, she closed her eyes and began to sing, her voice as pure and melodious as the stars themselves. The fireflies joined in, creating a harmonious chorus of light and sound that filled the glade with an ethereal beauty. Little Owl closed its eyes and listened to the stars' lullaby, feeling a sense of serenity wash over it. The lullaby seemed to transcend time and space, connecting the forest's creatures to the celestial wonders above. As the final notes of the lullaby faded into the night, the forest was filled with a profound stillness. The fireflies' soft glow dimmed as they settled on the grass, and Luna's wings shimmered one last time. It followed the gentle melodies to the first storyteller, a wise old tree named Grandfather Oak. With a contented hoot, Little Owl thanked Luna and the fireflies for their enchanting tale and music. The forest's creatures bid each other goodnight one by one, returning to their nests and dreams under the moon's gentle glow. Little Owl, its heart and mind filled with the magic of the stars' lullaby, took to the sky once more. It knew that this night had been a night to remember, a night of stories and melodies that would linger in its dreams. And so, the final chapter of Little Owl's enchanting bedtime journey had come to an end, leaving a sense of wonder and serenity in its wake, ready to embrace the dreams that awaited in the peaceful embrace of the night. Grandfather Oak had stood tall and proud in the forest for centuries, and his branches were adorned with countless stories carved into his gnarled bark. As Little Owl landed on one of his sturdy branches, Grandfather Oak's leaves rustled in greeting. "Ah, Little Owl, my young friend," Grandfather Oak rumbled in a deep, soothing voice. "Tonight, I shall share with you the tale of the forest's birth, when the very first seed was planted and life began to bloom." Little Owl listened with rapt attention as Grandfather Oak's branches swayed gently, creating a mesmerizing dance of shadows in the moonlight. The ancient tree's story was a journey through time, filled with the wisdom of the ages. As the tale unfolded, Little Owl imagined the forest coming to life from the very first seed, with saplings growing into mighty trees and animals finding their homes among the branches and bushes. It was a story of beginnings and the enduring beauty of nature. When the story came to an end, Little Owl thanked Grandfather Oak with a soft hoot and took flight once more, seeking the next storyteller in the enchanting forest. Little did Little Owl know that this night would be filled with tales that would warm its heart and ignite its imagination as it embarked on a journey through the night, listening to the bedtime stories from the other forest animals. Little Owl continued its journey through the forest, its wings carrying it gracefully from tree to tree. It was on a mission to hear bedtime stories from the wise and whimsical creatures that called the forest home. As Little Owl glided through the moonlit night, it noticed a soft flickering light near a cozy burrow nestled beneath the roots of an ancient oak tree. Curiosity led it closer, and there it found Whisker the Mouse, who was preparing for a story of his own. Whisker was a small, plump mouse with twinkling eyes and a heart full of stories. He had invited all his forest friends to gather around his cozy burrow, where the warm, inviting glow of fireflies illuminated the night. "Little Owl, you've come just in time," Whisker squeaked with joy. "I'm about to tell the tale of the brave firefly named Lumina and her quest to light up the darkest night." Little Owl settled down next to the burrow, eager to hear Whisker's story. With a small clearing in front of him and fireflies lighting up the night like tiny stars, Whisker began his enchanting tale. Whisker's storytelling was filled with vivid descriptions and animated gestures. As he spoke, Little Owl could almost see Lumina, the determined firefly, embarking on her journey through the night, seeking the rarest and most radiant starlight to share with her forest friends. The story was a testament to Lumina's courage as she faced the challenges of the forest's nocturnal world. With each twist and turn of the tale, Little Owl felt its heart swell with admiration for the little firefly who lit up the night. When Whisker concluded his story, there was a moment of silent wonder as the forest animals absorbed the beauty of the tale. Then, They erupted into cheers and applause, their tiny paws and wings creating a symphony of joy. Little Owl expressed its gratitude with a joyful hoot, and Whisker the Mouse beamed with pride. The forest creatures bid each other goodnight and returned to their cozy nests and burrows, their dreams filled with Lumina's radiant light. Little Owl took to the sky once more, knowing that the night held more stories to be told. It was a magical night of tales and enchantment, and Little Owl couldn't wait to hear what the next storyteller had in store. Little Owl continued its journey through the moonlit forest, its heart filled with anticipation for the next bedtime story. The night was alive with the soft rustling of leaves, the whispering of the wind, and the occasional call of nocturnal creatures. As it soared through the night sky, Little Owl spotted a shimmering pond at the edge of the forest. The water's surface sparkled like a sea of diamonds under the moon's gentle light. It was here that Luna the Frog, known for her melodious voice, was preparing to share her tale. Luna was a graceful frog with emerald green skin and expressive golden eyes. Her croak was unlike any other in the forest, for it had the power to captivate hearts and stir emotions. Tonight, she had gathered her fellow pond dwellers for a special bedtime serenade. Little Owl landed on a lily pad near the edge of the pond, eager to listen to Luna's story. The pond's gentle ripples reflected the moon and stars, creating a tranquil backdrop for the enchanting tale. "Dear friends," Luna began in her melodic voice, "tonight, I shall tell you the story of Luna the Frog and her quest to share her song with the world." Luna's storytelling was accompanied by the soothing sounds of the pond, the gentle lapping of water, the chorus of crickets, and the occasional splash of a playful fish. Little Owl found itself entranced by Luna's tale as she described her journey through the forest, meeting creatures of all kinds and sharing her song of joy and harmony. With each encounter, Luna's song spread a sense of peace and unity, bringing animals of different species together in a magical harmony. It was a story of the power of music to heal, to connect, and to uplift spirits. As Luna concluded her tale, she couldn't resist the urge to share her song with her forest friends once more. With a deep breath, she began to sing, her melodious croak filling the night air with a symphony of enchantment. The pond's inhabitants joined in, their voices blending in perfect harmony. Little Owl closed its eyes and listened, feeling the music wash over it like a gentle wave of serenity. When the serenade came to an end, there was a moment of quiet reverence as the forest creatures savored the lingering echoes of Luna's song. They exchanged nods of appreciation and gratitude before retreating to their nests, burrows, and branches to slumber peacefully. Little Owl, now filled with the soothing melodies of Luna's story and song, took to the sky once more. The night was still young, and the forest held more tales to be heard, each one a testament to the magic of storytelling and the enchantment of the night. Little Owl's nighttime journey through the forest continued, guided by the moon's silvery light and the promise of yet another bedtime story. It soared gracefully, its heart filled with wonder and anticipation. As it glided over the forest, Little Owl noticed a clearing where the tallest trees gave way to a tranquil meadow. At the center of the meadow sat Old Bear, the wisest and oldest creature in the forest. His fur was silvered with age, and his eyes held the wisdom of countless seasons. Old Bear was known for his stories that spanned generations, tales that had been passed down from one forest inhabitant to another. He welcomed Little Owl with a warm, toothless grin as it landed softly beside him. "Ah, Little Owl," Old Bear rumbled in a voice like the rustling leaves. "Tonight, I shall share with you the tale of the Great Tree, a story that has been whispered through the ages." Little Owl nestled in the soft grass, ready to listen to Old Bear's legendary story. The meadow was bathed in the moon's gentle light, creating a serene ambience for storytelling. Old Bear's storytelling was steeped in ancient lore, and his words had the power to transport listeners to another time. He described the Great Tree, a colossal oak that had stood tall in the heart of the forest for centuries, its branches extending far and wide like the arms of a guardian. As the tale unfolded, Little Owl envisioned the majestic tree, its roots delving deep into the earth, its branches providing shelter to countless creatures. The Great Tree's presence was a symbol of strength, resilience, and the enduring beauty of nature. But the story held a deeper message, a lesson in the interconnectedness of all living things, and the importance of protecting the forest for generations to come. It was a story of wisdom, stewardship, and the legacy of the natural world. When Old Bear concluded his tale, the meadow was filled with a profound silence. Little Owl felt a sense of awe and reverence for the wisdom of the ancient bear. It was a story that had touched the very core of its being. With a respectful hoot, Little Owl expressed its gratitude to Old Bear, who nodded in acknowledgement. The forest's creatures returned to their dreams, their hearts filled with the timeless lessons of the Great Tree. Little Owl took to the sky once more, knowing that the night held more stories to be shared. It marveled at the wisdom it had gained from Old Bear's tale and looked forward to the next adventure in the enchanted forest. Little Owl's journey through the enchanting forest had been a night of wonder and storytelling, and it was now time for the final tale of the night. The moon hung high in the sky, casting its soft silver light on the world below. As Little Owl soared through the night, it heard a melody carried on the breeze, a gentle celestial lullaby. It followed the sweet notes to a glade where a group of fireflies had gathered, their soft glow illuminating the area. In the center of the glade stood Luna, the firefly with the most radiant light. Her wings shimmered like gossamer, and her eyes sparkled with the wisdom of the stars. She was known for her nighttime serenades, and tonight was a special occasion. Luna, with grace and elegance, began to speak. "Dear friends of the forest, tonight, I shall tell you the story of the star's lullaby, a tale that bridges the realms of the sky and the earth. Little Owl settled on a branch, its heart brimming with anticipation. The fireflies formed a gentle, glowing circle around Luna, their tiny lights twinkling like a miniature galaxy. Luna's storytelling was like a dream woven with stardust. We've reached the end of our sleep story. Thank you, dear little dreamers, for joining us in this enchanting journey into dreamland tonight. For uninterrupted serenity, check out our Hush Baby Sleep app on the Apple App Store. It's perfect for infants, newborns, and toddlers, ensuring the best sleep with soothing baby sleep sounds.